took the top off of Parliament Bridge a couple of years ago when I was at City Council. The bridge was built in 1816. Now, what happened was there was so much stuff, cables and gas and water pipes going over the bridge. Eventually, the bridge has had to be reinforced. So we had to take short the stone of the arches. And my God, how they did those. A quarter of an inch joints. Which, perfect. But all those that people that worked in those, I mean, they must have been there for years. But in order to hold the bridge in position, you've got to build out from it. Buttress walls to hold the bridge, because if the bridge opens, the whole lot falls down. So you have to, in that now, Parliament Bridge, it goes down nearly to the South Mall. What it is basically is the mostly brick and stone to hold the bridge in case that it slipped. The other side went up Mary Street. So we took off the top of that. We had to replace some of the parapets because it was broken. And we took a lot of gas. There was about, I think, 16 cables crossing the bridge that were there from the time of the trams. So we'd take those out. The ESB had a couple of cables which were working, but we had trouble with the gas pipe. When they made the bridge, they couldn't cast the pipe in a kind of a curve. So when they put they came up so far with the pipe, and then they made a flat box about 9 inches, about 4 foot square, with a mouth to accept to the pipe on both sides. That's how they got over the bridge, because it was a big hump in that bridge. So, and then after I finished that one, I went up and did.
There's a lot of history there, so when you opened it up, you know, to see the different ways the different techniques that the masons before used.
Oh, I'm telling you, they must be marvellous people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, there had to be a big arch put in for that, timber arch put in. And then as soon as they put in the keystone, they could take away the rest. But it was perfect yesterday, it was done.